Delta homeowners will be digging a little deeper in their pockets to maintain and enhance services and amenities in the city. Council on Monday gave approval for a 4.9% property tax increase for next year. For an average residential home with a change in value in line with the overall Delta average, the increase in 2023 property taxes is approximately $126. That amount doesn't include what other taxing authorities, including TransLink, will charge. Combined with a $71 increase in the 2023 flat rate utility fees, the overall increase in Delta charges for an average residence is $197. A report to council notes the proposed 2023 general operating budget maintains overall city service levels and provides for some service enhancements, while considering inflationary pressures. Budget items range from, among other things, the planning for major upgrades at the Windskill Aquatic and Fitness Center, a second synthetic turf playing field at Mackey Park, and the completion of the 72nd Avenue upgrade project. City Manager Sean McGill told Council Monday that many residents during the city's consultation process also conveyed they would like to see the city focus even more on traffic calming and pedestrian safety. Staff said survey feedback found that almost 90% of respondents were either neutral or felt positive about the value they were getting for their tax dollars. The budget also provides for city wage contractual obligations and inflationary increases for insurance premiums, Fraser Valley Regional Library costs, software maintenance, and various engineering and facility maintenance contracts. Other service enhancements include an enhanced park and street-side garbage cleanup program. This includes an additional vehicle and a full-time position to keep up with the increased demand of garbage removal in Delta's parks and roadsides. As far as the utility rate increase, staff said the 2023 flat rate utility bill would increase by 5.96%, from $1,191 for a single-family home in 2022 to $1,262 in 2023. Mayor George Harvey told council that now that he has been named chair of the Metro Vancouver Board, one of his top priorities is the formation of a regional task force to examine Metro's rising costs.